The Patriots easily took care of the Rams last week, but the test is going to get significantly tougher with the Ravens coming to town Monday night. Now, the biggest question that I have coming into this game is what to make of that Baltimore offense. It really has struggled all season long. They've been able to move the ball, and Joe Flacco has been pretty efficient, but they just haven't scored a lot of points. That was not the case last week against Miami. Almost 500 yards of offense, almost 400 yards for Flacco and 4 touchdowns and 38 points. If that's the offense we see, this is going to be a big-time handful for the Patriots' defense. And they have a lot of weapons, Baltimore does. Steve Smith, the ageless one, can still make plays. Mike Wallace is getting downfield. Young Breshad Perriman is starting to make a lot of plays as he gets more comfortable in the offense. And, of course, Dennis Pitt is a guy the Patriots fans are familiar with, a good pass-catching tight end. They don't run the ball a lot. They like to throw it. And I think the Patriots are going to have to get back and get away from that aggressive defense that they had against the Rams. This is a different animal. You're not going to blitz Joe Flacco the way you did a young quarterback and Jared Goff. So I think you're going to get back to that zone defense the Patriots are going to have to tackle, and this is going to be a handful for them. Now, here's the question I have with the Patriots' offense. And to me, you're still trying to figure out what this group looks like without Rob Gronkowski. And it's going to come down to turnovers, I think. The Patriots have only given the ball away 8 times all year. Baltimore has taken it away 22 times. So something's got to give. If you allow the Ravens to force those turnovers, that's what they feed off of. They love to play the villain, especially on the road and especially here at Gillette Stadium. But the Patriots have been so good at protecting it. So they have to continue to do that. I think you got to get the backs involved. James White, Deion Lewis, get them in space against the Ravens linebackers. See if they can make some plays. You can continue that efficient approach and find a way to get in the end zone. But priority number one, take care of the football. I think this is going to be one of the most interesting games of the year. Certainly the most interesting for the Patriots since the Seattle game here about a month ago. I think it comes down to, as I said, ball security and who is able to make sure that they can play with or without those turnovers. Can the Patriots continue to hold on to the ball? Can Baltimore succeed without taking it away? Because I don't think the Patriots will give it away very often, if at all. You're not going to run the ball a whole lot against this Baltimore defense, number one in the NFL against the rush, so it's going to have to be Tom Brady. It's going to have to be the short passing game, and I think you're going to have to get James White and Deion Lewis involved. All that said, I think it's a very difficult task. I think Baltimore right now is sort of finding itself. I think the offense got on track last week. If they can continue that, I think they can come in here and take a 27-23 win over New England and pull the upset.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.